You remember this Jesus I told you about? The guy who made the water turn into wine at the wedding? Well, a couple of days ago, he came back to town. There have been all sorts of rumours about him, and people are starting to say crazy things. He went to Jerusalem for the Passover, apparently, and created quite a stir there. They say he went on the rampage in the temple and chucked out all the money changers and the guys who set up stall there to sell sacrificial animals. Well, that didn't go down too well, as you might imagine. He told the people there that if they knocked down the temple, he would build it again in 3 days. 3 days! Have you any idea how long it took to build that place? He was hanging around with that chap John as well. You know the one. He keeps dipping people in the river to baptise them and telling them that the kingdom of God is at hand. I think they're related. And apparently he was seen with a Samaritan woman too. He's keeping some odd company, that's for sure. But he's getting quite a reputation as a healer. People have been repeating something he apparently said to a Pharisee called Nicodemus. I've actually written it down. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Well, after that, when I heard he was back, I had to go and see, didn't I? I found him easily enough on account of the great crowd milling around. I caught his eye for a second, though, and I could have sworn he smiled at me. Maybe he recognised me from the wedding feast, and I found myself hoping that he did remember me. Then there was a man pushing through the crowd, trying to get to Jesus. Looking at his clothes, you could tell that he was important. The word went round that he was a government official from Capernaum. Well, this looked like it could turn ugly. I mean, people like him who live in the Romans' pockets and do very nicely out of it, thank you, aren't exactly popular people. And if he was about to try and shut Jesus up, I think it would have been the last thing he did. But he didn't. He pleaded with Jesus, asking him to go back home with him and heal his son, because it looked as though the lad was going to die. The crowd was still murmuring about that. After all, if this Jesus is who people are starting to say that he is, he's come for the people, the Jewish people, and not for those who are in cahoots with the government. He's come to set us free from them, not cozy up to them. Jesus said to him, and I heard it, "Go, your son will live." The official looked mightily relieved, thanked him profusely, and hurried off. I tell you this, at the time, we all thought that Jesus had just cleverly fobbed him off, and the fella had fallen for it. I mean, we were in Cana, and the poorly kid was in Capernaum. How could he have done anything? But I tell you, without a word of a lie, the following day the rumour started going around that the official's son had recovered. What's more, the fever broke and he started to get better at the precise moment that Jesus had told his dad to go home and that his son would be all right. He turns ordinary water into the best wine. He heals with a single word. I've made a decision. I'm not married yet. I can't afford it. And there's only me to worry about. It is crackers, I know, but I have decided. They say that Jesus will be heading back to Jerusalem soon. And I'm going to go with him. I've got to see what happens next, if nothing else.